A new witness. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas's wife set to testify at the January 6th committee hearings. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, says she looks forward to testifying before the House January 6th committee. Lawmakers want to question Thomas about whether she had any role in trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. She says she wants to clear up what she describes as misconceptions.
Americans are feeling the pain at the pump, with gas prices hitting a record high $5 a gallon last week. At a rally in South Haven, Mississippi Saturday, former President Trump criticizing the Biden administration's handling of the inflation crisis.
He is now turning out to be a combination of Jimmy Carter and Herbert Hoover. Has anybody looked at the stock market lately?
Ahead of the upcoming G7 leaders meeting, Germany's leader says that his country supports Ukraine against the Russian invasion.
Germany's chancellor says next week's meeting of the G7 leaders in Brussels will focus on the Ukrainian crisis. Olaf Scholz wants to make it clear during the summit that Ukraine can expect to receive the support it needs, quote, for as long as necessary. Scholz hopes fellow EU leaders will back Ukraine's bid to join the bloc.
Fox's John Scott. Ukraine's President Zelensky planning on participating in the G7 meeting. As Russian forces continue its attack on Ukraine, President Zelensky traveled to a city near the front lines. Fox's Nate Foy has the details.
President Volodymyr Zelensky visiting the port city of Mykolaiv, which is right near the front line. This is not far from Kherson, which is under Russian control right now. And according to the Ukrainian government, he met with service members, handing out awards to them for their bravery.
Kids under the age of 5 can now receive the COVID-19 vaccine. America is listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A scary scene at San Francisco International Airport Friday evening. Fox 2 San Francisco's Alyssa Harrington has the report from the airport.
SFO officials tell us that three people were attacked there. It happened in the international terminal around 6 o'clock. Officials say three men were hurt with minor cuts and scrapes. All were released at the scene. The suspect has been taken into custody. That large knife being taken away from the scene.
No, it's not your imagination. Product sizes are definitely getting smaller. Fox's David Lee Miller has the details.
The practice is often referred to as shrinkflation and is often used by companies to create a stealthy price hike.
Shrinkflation or downsizing has been going on for decades. I mean, I first noticed it, frankly, when I was a kid and my Mounds candy bar was no longer 2 ounces.
Edward Dworsky is a former assistant attorney general for the state of Massachusetts and the founder of watchdog website Consumer World. He's been monitoring the recent instances closely. His recent findings compare the net weight of various items between last year and since inflation rates hit 8.5% in 2022. A 14.5-ounce box of Honey Bunches of Oats cost $4 in 2021. Now, the same price will only get shoppers a 12-ounce box.
Voting in the New York primary races currently underway.
Governor Kathy Hochul being challenged by Long Island Congressman Tom Suozzi and New York City public advocate Jemani Williams for the Democratic nomination. She is seeking a full term after ascending to the governor's mansion when Andrew Cuomo resigned last August amid several scandals. On the Republican side, four candidates competing: Congressman Lee Zeldin, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, businessman Harry Wilson, and Andrew Giuliani, the son of New York City's former mayor. Primary races also for lieutenant governor, state assembly, and judges. Early voting continues through June 26th, ahead of the June 28th primary. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.